Sophia Minard.
And that right there means baseball at its best.
And now, leading off for your Milwaukee Brewers,
Valley Sports Wisconsin's Sophia Minard.
Yes, every other Monday we talk with Sophia Minard. And Sophia, good afternoon. What are they going to do at first base?
Just jump right
they're
in.
Play Sophia,
forget about that question. How are you doing?
Now, how are you doing?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Hold on. I'll do take two.
We just got to check in on our guest.
I didn't do 2000.
So rude trying to extract information
Sophia,
immediately.
Sophia, thanks for coming on. Really appreciate it. It's just awesome that you come on and do this every other week. And I just want to really want to thank you. And it's just, it's so nice of you.
Yeah. Good afternoon. And we really want to know how you feel about picking strangers up on the side of the road.
She's a woman. Her standard's going to be different than
mine. Well, she can also understand the concept in general. Homer ran out of gas. First, that's another whole other issue. Have you ever ran out of gas?
I would say no to Sophia.
I never have.
Too responsible.
I've come very close.
Right, but you never
I'm
have.
Very close,
I can see Sophia as someone who
out.
Generally, when it gets under a quarter tank, she usually fills up. I think she's
close.
I wish I was that person, but honestly, I cut it pretty close a lot.
Cut it close a couple times, but you never had it happen, though. So,
never.
That's first. So Homer runs out of gas on 43 North, headed to the studio.
Near
then
Locust.
He's walking, Sophia, on the side.
Under the overpass.
Under the overpass. And he gets picked up.
Yes.
By somebody, believe it or not.
Wow.
Yes, exactly. Wow, that's a great response. The only response, the proper response. Can you believe that someone would see a guy with a backpack, mind you, and I don't know what's in the backpack. Guys walking on the side of the freeway with a backpack and someone picked him up. In 2021, can you even believe that?
Honestly, that is hard to believe. My question would be, did they pull over and ask you questions, or they just said, hey, do you need a ride?
Well, that part's going to be irrelevant, because what happened when the person pulled over, they actually knew Homer. So...
Sophia, hold on.
They did not know.
They did not know who he was when they pulled up on him. They just saw a guy.
Old guy struggling.
A guy walking with a backpack. Dude, first of all, I'm not going to pick you up anyway. Second of all, you got a backpack. I don't know what's in it. I'm certainly not picking you up.
Homer, why didn't you call anyone?
Trust me, he called me.
I called Tony.
Tony
was on the way of coming, and then as I'm walking, this person stops, and then they pick me up. And so I called Tony and said, Tony, I don't need a ride to work. I got my ride, because there are nice people in this world, unlike you, who would have never picked me up. I can see Sophia as... I bet Sophia has picked someone up in her life that she didn't know. She did something nice to someone. Sophia, am I right?
I've never picked up a stranger, though,
on the side of the road. And you should not.
That didn't help.
And neither should anybody else.
Okay.
I do feel like it's different for women. Like, I'm not even sure I would pick up another woman that I didn't know.
Well, right. There you go. That's more of a comp. You wouldn't even pick up a woman you didn't know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree with you on that. All right, let's get back to first base. Because I like Farley at first base, and I know he had a home run, but the numbers just aren't there. I know here is the guy, but it's going to take him a while. I just got to believe that David Stearns is out searching for somebody to give him better than, I think they've had like the worst numbers for first base of any team in the league, or something close to that.
Right.
So take it away. And I'm Farley's biggest fan, but...
Yeah, I mean, I'm not disagreeing with you, right? I don't think anybody expected Keston to struggle the way that he did, and that he would be sent down to AAA, and he'll start playing with Nashville tomorrow, actually. So he'll start working on getting himself right and getting himself better, and they do expect him back, and hopefully it's not long, and hopefully they get the player back that we're used to seeing. Keston here, the true hitter. We just didn't see that from him over the first month. And I think with Daniel Vogel back, because they were giving Keston every opportunity to get right, he just didn't have as much playing time until recently. So, you know, there's no doubt they would like to get Daniel going. They do still like what he brings off the bench of having that lefty power bat.
Yeah.
They also think he's more than that. He typically makes really good decisions at the plate. He's not going to chase. He goes up there with a plan. He executes it. So, you know, yeah, like the production has not been there. I'm not disagreeing with you on that, but I don't think it's as easy as go out and get someone when they're anticipating Keston to be back and to be Keston.
I mean, what, McKinney got playing a little time there too, right? First?
Yeah, I mean, McKinney can play first. You've even seen them, you know, on like double switches and stuff. They'll put Travis Shaw at first. So, I mean, they have options. It's just they're just not getting the production, like you said.
On a more positive note, I still am not just impressed, but very impressed that they have a record that they have, given all the injuries. Where are you in that thought?
I agree. I'm impressed. And I think even just this recent stretch that they completed of, you know, 17 straight games, and Craig, that's just tough period, even when you're at full strength, just the demands of that on your pitching staff, most importantly, but also just the position players who are in there every day. It is a grind to go 17 straight without a day off. So they are finally getting a day off today, but then I think you think everything that happened in that stretch, right? I mean, that 17-game stretch started at Wrigley Field on Friday afternoon when Brett Anderson went 11 pitches and had to leave the game with an injury. And, you know, then Josh Lindblom was put in a really tough spot. So the stretch started about as poorly as it could have started. And, you know, between that and yesterday, you know, they had 8 players go on the IL. They lost Corbin Burns for 2 starts. Hopefully they can get them back. So, you know, I think considering all of that, the fact that they were able to win 3 out of 5 series, it was impressive. You know, it was just different guys stepping up. The pitching staff continued to perform really well, I think, with the exception of 2 games, you know, the Cubs game and the Dodgers game. So, you know, they're doing kind of just enough to win games and win series, most importantly. That's what Craig Counsell talks about all the time, is just the value of stacking up series wins. And they've been able to do that.
How good do they think Tyrone Taylor can be, and are they at all surprised, because he has been a significant part of playing well without the norms? Sophia?
She didn't like that question.
I don't think she heard it.
Oh, I couldn't hear you guys. I'm sorry.
Okay, no, I know. How good do they think Tyrone Taylor can be, and has he done better than they expected? He's been a huge part of filling in, but maybe they thought this, and I just didn't know enough about him.
Yeah, well, and I think that's fair, because we just haven't seen Tyrone in this kind of stretch. You know, he's just finally getting the opportunity. He's been one of the longest tenured Brewers. He and Brent Suter were drafted in the same draft class in 2012. So it's been almost 10 years for him now in the organization. And, you know, you think about all the things that have happened over the last couple of years of going out and acquiring Christian Yelich and Lorenzo Cain. Then they sign Eliseo Garcia. Then they sign Jackie Bradley Jr., right? Like, they've just added so many big-time players to their outfield depth, that's really affected the opportunity for Tyrone. They've always liked the skill set, but I think, you know, he had a really good year in Double-A. Then he had an injury. He struggled in Triple-A. Then he kind of turned it around in 2018 and finally made his debut in 19. And I think he really bought into the offseason just strength and conditioning and diet, and he gained 15 pounds, and he just showed up to spring training, and he looked like a big leaguer. You know, he looked like a dude that belonged, and he came with confidence, and he's got the best attitude. Just such a positive guy. Everyone loves being around him. And so I think, you know, you put all of that together, and this is kind of the player that you're getting. And most importantly, he's getting an opportunity, and he's just been really valuable.
Now, you make a good point. If you really thought he was the guy, then you would have never made all the deals that you made. So there may have been a role for him, but they certainly didn't see him as a huge role. Otherwise, they wouldn't have made all the trades.
I just think he also wasn't at a point where you could make that commitment to him, right? Like, he had not produced at a level in the minor leagues where, you know, you could make a commitment. Okay, you're going to be our everyday left fielder. You're going to be our everyday center fielder, whatever that may be. And then, you know, when you have the opportunity to make deals like go out and acquire Christian Yelich and go out and sign Lorenzo Cain, I mean, those are franchise-changing deals, right? What they added to the team in 2018. And then also, you know, Garcia, now JBJ, like, these are established major league players. I don't think that's necessarily a fair comparison. It was just, you know, Tyrone was always kind of right on the cusp, and now he's just finally getting that opportunity. And I think he's benefiting just from his own experience and confidence.
For those who don't know, he was a second-round pick out of high school in 2012. Tony made this suggestion. It's a good point. We do not have you yet on our scoreboard, our leaderboard, for percentage chance that Aaron Rodgers will come back and be quarterback for the Packers this season. I am the highest at 98%, or is it 99 on the board? What do we have?
You have 99.
I just say 98 to promote new mail. Yeah, and it's been that way from day one. I've not changed since the beginning of Rodgers' saga.
He's overly confident.
Neither has Tony. Or no, you've changed from 1%.
Yeah, I went up. I doubled to 2%.
Pebble, you are at?
44.9.
And so we have all these listed on Twitter, and we would love to put Sophia Minard on that list as well. The percentage
we need respectable names on the board.
There you go. Exactly. Well put. Yes.
I'm not surprised, but I love that you two could not be further apart in your stance.
Yeah, he's missed a couple days.
Down at one,
he's missed a couple days trying to figure out what he's going to say when, in fact, I'm right. So that's probably been the only problem we've had as far as affecting the show.
I spent 0 minutes thinking about that.
Yeah, okay. I guess I had my facts
wrong. Does this mean on opening night, Aaron Rodgers will be the quarterback of the Packers?
That's correct. Yep.
That's the wager?
That is the percentage of what we're saying.
What's your percentage of that happening?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Jason Wilde is 30%.
She said 20.
I'm going 20.
All right.
Wilde's at 30. Who else is on the board?
Let's see. President of the United States is at
not
42.
On the board?
Not yet. We think someone's going to ask him.
We have Jason Wilde at 30%. Tausch is at 40. Andrew Brandt, 75. Rob Domoski, 4%. Tom Silverstein, 3%. John Kuhn, 70%. And TVV Tim Van Boren, 80%.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Okay. Quite a range.
All the smart people are low.
Could you do us a favor and ask Craig Counsell, because we'd like to put him on the... I don't know who's the biggest Packer fan. Is there a biggest Packer fan on the Brewers that you could ask? Counsell would be great.
I think J.P. Fireisen.
Okay. Yeah, ask Counsell.
I can ask. I'll ask the two cheesers. I'll ask Fireisen and I'll ask Jordan Zimmerman. And then I'll see if Craig wants to weigh in on the poll. But truthfully, Craig's not a big NFL guy.
I gotta get Craig on the show.
He's a smart guy. He went to Notre Dame. He's an accountant. So I'm sure he has. I know he has a percentage. So
tell Craig to throw me a bone and come on our show, please.
Okay.
Yeah.
Craig remembers me from back in the day. I should know Craig back in the day.
Oh,
back in my Dell.
Oh, yeah,
days.
You're both local celebrities.
Yeah, I don't know about that, but yeah.
Yeah, at a time, Tony was the much bigger local celebrity, but I think Council's passed him now. Would you say, Sophia?
Unfortunately for Tony, yes.
I'm old, that's why.
Yeah, but there was a time where, I mean, Council's this high school player at Whitefish Bay, and you're legendary at Tosa East. I don't know, how old is Council? Are you older? You're about the same age, aren't you?
No, I think I'm a little older than Craig.
No, I think, how old are you, T?
52.
Is Council 50?
Yeah, Council's 50. Last year.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah.
He probably, you were probably a legend to him growing up. What do you think, Sophia? What will be Craig Council's memory of Tony Smith?
I bet Craig definitely knew who Tony Smith was.
Yeah, we've talked a couple times.
Okay.
Who who didn't know who Tony Smith was.
Yeah.
Here we go. We got to go to break.
Put
Let's
that
go.
On the intro
Thanks,
tomorrow.
Tulsa Eats and then Marquette. I mean. Yeah.
Thanks, Sophia.
Everybody knew
nice
Tony
Nice to have
Smith.
You on at your 20%. Good job. Hey, that's a smart percentage, though. Good
and
job.
You are allowed, Sophia, to change at any point. You can let us know.
Good.
Call somebody.
Okay.
So people, some people have changed, of
it's
course.
It's a fluid scoreboard.
Of course,
so.
Tony won't. He's going to go down
okay.
for the
I
county.
Did change. I went from 1 to 2.
Oh, huge. Huge. Yes, you doubled. You went up 100%.
Correct. I doubled my percentage.
Thanks, Sophia. Appreciate it. It's always fun.
Thanks, guys. Have a great day.
Soon, the Aaron Rodgers update, but not next.